From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. President Obama says Homeland Security experts are working overtime to prevent terrorist attacks during the holiday travel season. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama offered assurance that so far no specific threats have been detected.
President Obama says it's understandable that Americans are concerned about terrorism and the aftermath of the deadly Paris attacks. After a meeting with Homeland Security advisors, Obama said Americans should be vigilant, as always, but not discouraged from enjoying the Thanksgiving weekend.
I want the American people to know, entering the holidays, that the combined resources of our military, our intelligence, and our Homeland Security agencies are on the case. They're vigilant, relentless, and effective.
The president added counterterrorism experts will be working through the holiday so the rest of the country can relax. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Thousands of households around Washington State's second largest city are facing a cold, dark Thanksgiving after more than a week of misery for those who lost power when a windstorm devastated the electrical grid. Utility spokeswoman Debbie Simock says it's been tough restoring power.
It is a big day for cooking and football, and we really appreciate the patience of customers, but the devastation in Spokane has been pretty amazing coming out of the windstorm, which had near hurricane-force winds.
The continuing power outages will also mean there will be no holiday for more than 700 utility workers from six states in Canada. Almost 5,000 unaccompanied children were detained trying to cross the border between Mexico and the United States this October, which is double from the same period last year. James Blair's reports that this trend is likely to continue.
The data comes from the U.S. Border Protection authorities and their Mexican equivalents. The announcement also states that the numbers of family members trying to get across has trebled to more than 6,000 during the same time spell. Most of the detained come from Guatemala and El Salvador. Both countries have worsening narcotics trafficking problems and steeply rising homicide rates. Children and teenagers there are often intimidated by organized crime to join their ranks. Many choose to escape this fate. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
Demonstrations over the killing of a black teenager by a white police officer continued for a second day in Chicago, and organizers are hoping to keep them up on Friday to shut down the city's shopping district. About two dozen protesters gathered Wednesday outside Mayor Rahm Emanuel's office, a day after authorities released squad car video showing the officer firing an entire 16-round magazine into 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. Officer Jason Van Dyke remains jailed on a first-degree murder charge. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. In New York City, there will be a massive police presence for the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. Police sharpshooters will be on rooftops, and police dogs will be sniffing for traces of explosives. New York Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says people should not be afraid to celebrate the holiday.
I'd also encourage people that as they come to this parade to enjoy. To really enjoy. It's a way of pushing back on some of the events that are going on around the world where there's efforts being made to intimidate. This country cannot, this city cannot be intimidated.
Up to 3 million spectators are expected to line the parade route, with massive helium balloons passing by for the first time this year. A giant angry bird will join the balloon armada. As Americans get ready for Thanksgiving dinner, there's news now that turkeys outnumber people in eight states. But as NPR's Howard Berkus reports, no bird unrest is reported.
Thanksgiving diners be warned. The website Metric Map shows that turkeys consumed in Utah, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, and both Carolinas have many more companions than you do. In Minnesota, the birds outnumber people more than 3 to 1. But nationwide, there are 80 million more of us, though it's unclear how many people are considered turkeys or how many human allies turkeys have. Animal rights groups oppose factory turkey farms, where they say birds are raised to be grossly obese. That may explain calm among the flocks, despite the 68 million turkeys destined for holiday dinners and hot dish in Minnesota. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.